Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And you can find out more online about the Women's Art Initiative right here by listening to this program today. Because I have assembled around the table the three brain trusts that make this thing happen. The Presidente, Stephanie Tompkins, and her able-bodied assistants, the former President, Gracia Ray, and Caroline Rust. So let's start with a few introductions, and I think it will start with the President because that makes so much sense. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, thank you for having us today.
So tell us a little bit about Stephanie.
Okay, well, Stephanie, I am the current president of the Women's Art Initiative, and I joined our board 5 years ago, serving in my fifth year now, first year as president. When I began, I was on the public relations committee, which I enjoyed. My background is in public relations. And we just have a great, great board, all who love art. Some are artists, some are not, like myself. But we all share the love of public art and what art can do in our community to make life better.
Good for you. So we're going to get you to pass that on over to number three over here, but we're going to go to number two. I'm getting these all straight now. Gracia Ray, who is the former president. Tell us a little bit about Gracia.
Well, I am not a resident. I mean, not a resident. I'm not a native of Rock Hill. I'm a resident of Rock Hill. I have been a resident so long, I kind of feel like I'm a native. Married a native, as you said, the past president of the Women's Art Initiative. It is a wonderful group of ladies who really see the importance of public art in Rock Hill and have enjoyed working with them. They are still letting me hang around. So many of them are a lot younger than I am. It started with some more seasoned ladies.
Gracia, everybody is younger than you and me.
That's true. You're right. But anyway, it's a great organization and a great way that we've been able to enhance the quality of life for Rock Hill.
All right, and with that being said, let's go over here to Caroline Rust. Tell us about you, Caroline.
Hi, Manning. Yes, I am Caroline Rust. I have been on the board of the Women's Art Initiative since 2016 when I was invited to join and became secretary. And then not long after that, I was vice president for a very short while, but all through this time, I have been the Art Selection Committee chairperson and our project manager for the commission's
to make sure it gets done.
Yes, and to work with the artists, directly with the artists, and our community partners such as the Rock Hill Economic Development Corp and the folks that work with them in the city to help put the art into place. And with my committee, we do some visioning in the beginning. So we get a site, if you will, and then the committee and I discuss possible concepts within the space, a little bit of maybe what we're looking for, but we want to leave it very broad for artists and designers to submit proposals to us.
So you pick a site, you select an artiste, and they have some grandiose vision as to what they think should be there.
Well, the first ideation starts with the committee, the Art Selection Committee.
Okay.
So we set a theme, if you will, and then we invite artists and designers to submit proposals that contain their vision, employing the theme for what they see might fit in the space. Then we as a committee review all of those and we chime in with our imagination and we work together then to select the artist, work with the artist, and make it happen.
Woo. Boy, I bet you could write a book on that.
Yes, it's a lot of fun. It is actually a lot of fun to see what people come up with. And I enjoy our committee. We've actually, over the past two projects that we've had, the whole board has somewhat gotten involved. And it's great just to have dialogue and communicate with each other, all on the same common goal for our community, and to provide our community with access to as much art as possible.
So, Grazer, take me back to how all this was put together, the Women's Art Initiative. How did it come about?
Well, it was before 2015, but there were a couple of us. Actually, I was at an outdoor art exhibit at Converse College in Spartanburg, and there was a piece there, an outdoor sculpture that was dogwoods. And as you know, dogwoods was at that point was kind of a logo for Rock Hill, and mm-hmm. I thought, wouldn't that be great to have in Rock Hill? So someone came over and we looked at Glen Cairn Gardens, said, oh, it'd be great here. Well, little did I know, you can't just go put something in Glen Cairn Gardens or any public place. So we started thinking, how will we do this? But in the meantime, we thought, well, we need to also raise money for to pay for this. So there are a group of ladies that started meeting and talking about it, and Harriet Goode, Sister Goode, was the one who came up with the name of Women's Art Initiative, and no offense, Manning, but she said because women get things done, so we did.
I can't deny that at all.
We called it that, and so we started deciding how we were going to go about it, and thought, well, we'll just do a reception and see how many people show up, and we had a goal of raising $10,000 over a year, and we started in January of 2015, had a reception at the Arts Council, and we raised like $15,000.
Yeah.
So we decided, yes, we will go ahead, and at that point, we got our 501c3 and just started going from there, and we've done a lot of different things, but as far as projects, art projects, we've had 7 that we've done since 2015.
And we're going to go through those in just a minute. But when you say other things,
okay,
what are some of the other things? I don't know who takes this question. Is Stephanie? You take it?
Some of the other art things that we've done. So I'll speak most recently was the Corner Oasis. And this public art began with a sculpture, and it was an artist, Fitzhugh Carroll, that did the sculpture for us. And then after the sculpture was completed, we had a mural that was beautifully done by two artists known as the Mural Ninjas. It's Mylone Den and Bunny Gregory. So that was the most recent completion, the sculpture as well as the mural. Before
this is the one that's right next to the Church of Our Savior?
That's correct.
Right.
Okay.
Correct. That nice, beautiful, bright orange, reddish-orange color, and the beautiful design of the mural behind that. So that's our most recent.
So now, do you do other projects besides just art? And what would those be?
The other, some other things that we've done, if you go downtown and look on the sidewalks, you'll see some haiku poetry stenciled.
Oh, yeah.
That is our project. We did that for 3 years, and it was in collaboration with the area high schools. It was high school students who submitted their poems, and then they were selected, and then they actually helped stencil them on the sidewalks. That was one. And then we actually collaborated for several years with the Poet Laureate for Rock Hill.
James Jeter.
Right. And funded their poetry festival, mm-hmm. but they also were part of that the sidewalk haiku, because they chimed in on what projects or what poems were selected. And then as a result of that, we did pizza and poetry during April, which is Poetry Month, and there were some of the haiku poems written on top of the area pizza boxes. So those were also. We also did a Vernon Grant installation. These are some of our partnering. We partnered with these folks. We did the Vernon Grant installation wall, the Vernon Grant wall that's in the Lowenstein Building.
Oh, yes.
We helped pay for that. We worked with the cultural cultural and his
heritage.
Thank you, cultural heritage museums. We also one of our other projects was we partnered with the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation to put up the Shepherd Ferry mural. That's on that was part of ours. And then we've also there's one that was called the Artful Bra Project, which different artists. Decorated bras, and they were at the Arts Council. I think at Winthrop also too, weren't they? I can't remember. Yeah, that was for breast cancer awareness.
Good.
So there are a lot of different things besides just pieces that we have installed.
So let's go back to the pieces, Stephanie. You're sitting there. You got the list. You gave us the most recent one, which is the one right there by the church. And what that's one of seven that you've done. What are the other ones?
So Grazier just mentioned several of the other ones, the Shepherd Ferry mural.
Yes. Which is probably the one that catches my attention the most because it's so visible. Mm-hmm. And I keep trying to figure out what the heck he's doing with some of those pieces that are in there, but it's a great one. Keeps your mind guessing, for sure. Go ahead.
And then the three other ones we haven't yet mentioned is there's a piece called Communication. It's the Endless Possibilities, Past, Present, and Future. We did that one as well as the,
that's
I'm going to pronounce
Elk
this
Avenue,
wrong,
right?
Yes, yeah. Ed Lewandowski, mural restoration that's at the Center for the Arts, as well as Evolving Anne, which is at the White Home. That project was completed in 2016.
Okay. So you're off and running. You've been doing this now for, this is your 10th anniversary, is that
that's
right?
That's correct.
Hard to believe, huh?
It's hard to believe.
So your membership, how do you determine your membership? It's just by donors?
That's correct. We ask for a donation of at least a minimum of $100.
Right.
Probably our average, I would think, would be about $300 that people give, and that's really how we get our money. So we ask people to join that way. And when we started way back when, we decided we actually looked at different. We looked at different groups. We looked at a group in Spartanburg and one in Greenville, and how they did it. The one in Spartanburg, they actually asked for $1,000 a year, which we felt like was a little steep for Rock Hill. And theirs is just not a democracy. They just have a few people who decide what they're going to put. They don't have a committee like Caroline heads up, but they just decide what they want to put in Spartanburg, and they just pay for it. And then they have a big event every year. What we tell people, we love for women to be on the board, but if you do not want to do any work, you can just pay your money, and then you're on our mailing list, and we invite you to our events every year. So you can do as little or as much as you want.
So you generate, in the course of a year, enough to do these art projects, which is what, about $15,000, is that about right?
Annually we do raise about $15,000, but what we do is we stagger our commissions because they do cost more than $15,000. So we might do one commission for $30,000 is really the target that we're going for because for a quality product, we feel that that's a fair price in the industry. So we save up some funds to accumulate enough for the commission. And while we're doing that, we're still supporting some of these other partnership sponsors projects, such as the Shepherd Ferry mural. So we would give a little bit of money and support for the projects of other entities while we're saving up money in our kitty to create our commissions.
So we wait till we have enough money. And then we pull the trigger.
Correct. And another thing that we've done, there is a memorandum of understanding between the Women's Art Initiative and it's really City of Rock Hill and Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation. And the first one was completed with the mural that we just completed. But there were supposed to be three projects within a five-year period, and the city has asked for us to sign another one, which we just did. So we'll be collaborating with them, and so that makes our $15,000 go further.
Right.
So we can actually do more than just 1 year.
So they put some dollars in this.
Correct.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. So I want to talk about what's coming up. All right? But before we do that, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break and remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So I know they are all prepared because they are seasoned veterans of this program. We do fresh subs and salads, and we do them 6 days a week, and right before your eyes. Yeah, you see them up there? You already? Okay. At the count of three, we're going to tell everybody on the outside why they should be here on the inside. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Alex, have you tried that new pastrami on rye at Substation 2?
You're darn right I have, and you should too. It's freshly sliced, lean, delicious, served hot, and piled high. And I understand you better hurry because it's a limited time offer.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
If you have tried traditional weight loss methods of diet, exercise, and medications and failed to see lasting results, you may be a candidate for bariatric surgery at Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Our three board-certified surgeons have performed more than 1,000 minimally invasive robotic surgical weight loss procedures, which can be very effective in long-term management of weight. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill, offering comprehensive weight management and weight loss services supporting patients on their journey to wellness. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com.
It's soup weather, and Substation 2 is ready. Nothing says fall like a cup of hot, delicious soup, and we serve a rotating selection of flavors. Just call to find out what's on the menu, because we never know what we're going to feel like making that day. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2 with representatives of the Women's Art Initiative, Stephanie Tompkins, who's the president, Rasia Ray, the founding president and former president, and Caroline Rust, who apparently is doing a lot of the work this year. Is that right, Caroline?
I do. I do enjoy working and fulfilling a passion for how art can broaden and beautify a community. So, yeah, I enjoy working and getting my coaxing and coaching my committee members and fellow board members to do the same and chime in. So we all do it together, group effort.
So you got a new deal with the city/RHGDC to do three more of these over what period of time?
Over 5 years.
Over 5 years, okay.
We aim to do at least three. And so it's not a number set in stone per se, but that's our minimum of what we will do. And you know, collaboration is key.
Okay.
And community is key. And so we are presently working with the Rock Hill Economic Development Corp to assess some areas in Rock Hill, primarily the south side we're looking at, of areas that could utilize some an injection of art, public design, to you know, reflect something about the community, the area, and we will go from there. So presently we don't have an exact site in mind, but we're looking at 2 to 3 options. And again, we're still just reviewing. We're in the research stage, if you will.
So do you try to find a site in the south side that's got traffic that will see this thing versus being kind of nestled away where not so many people would see it?
Yes. I mean, the goal is for people to see it, as many people as possible. But even if it wasn't a pocket little park or a little green space that wasn't near drivers by, if people are walking by, if it's in a shared gathering space, something like that, that's what our aim is. So we are working specifically with the placemaking committee that's a part of Rock Hill Economic Development Corp. And we're following their lead for what they're picking as some prime ideal spots. And then we're discussing those spots with our board and with our art selection committee. So, and there is an institution of higher learning that we are also looking at possibly sponsoring, help sponsor a project that they have been invited to participate in.
Clinton College?
No, I can't say because there is still all talk in the air.
Let's see. Clinton
not
College,
in the clouds,
Winthrop University,
but
New York Technical College. Got to be one of those three.
But it has to do with the storyline.
Ah,
the
famous storyline.
Mm-hmm. So that may be something that we start with as a sponsorship because, as Stephanie said, we just completed two large commissions that totaled quite a bit of money, so we need to rebuild the money in our kitty. Yep. So in the meantime, we can help sponsor another entity's project.
Okay.
Again, it's all collaboration, all partnerships.
So the city is working and has been working for years on developing this new, whatever the name's going to be, of the South End Park. It's going to be the biggest park we have in Rock Hill, stretching all the way from wherever to where, right up here.
In the master plan.
Yes.
Yes.
Would you consider, or are you looking at maybe some place in there to pop
yes.
a piece of art?
Yes. Okay. We definitely are. Definitely are, Manning.
All right.
But I can't tell you anything specific because we
I want
we
the
still...
longitude and latitude. I want to know exactly where it's going to be.
Well, we're excited to continue our conversations and identify something really, really soon. So we know that our members, our supporters, our partners are on pins and needles waiting to hear what we're going to do. So
well, they gotta,
we
they,
will get there.
They got to be patient. They have to have a site first, right?
Yes.
Then we start with all the themes.
Yes.
Right?
So, and we will announce something soon.
Announce it now.
We're going for another event that we'd like to invite, you know, our members and potential members to. We really want to celebrate our 10-year anniversary in an impactful way.
Yeah.
So we're discussing concepts for events, whether it's one large event and maybe do some pop-up art.
Keep talking. You're doing great.
Little mini performances or skits, you know, to teach and educate on some well-known female artists, even our artists that we've commissioned, or whether we might do something along the lines of 10 small events throughout the year that highlight one of our projects at each event. So we're in discussion again, just having some creative dialogue, you know, brainstorming is
when is the actual 10th anniversary?
It was January.
January of 2015.
January of 2015. Madam President, are you still with us?
I am still here, yes.
What do you think about everything that's being said here? Would you like to add to it?
Well, I'm just so excited that this is 10 years for us and for Grazier and the group of women who started this back in 2015, sorry. Wow.
How time flies.
Yeah, we're just real excited, as Caroline kept saying, the collaboration and the creativity amongst our board and working with our community.
Well, I think also with the fact that you've got this MOU with the City of Rock Hill / RHEDC is a big deal.
Yeah, we're That's a big. That.
It helps better if you talk on the.
We're cheerleading that, yes.
And,
yes.
And they initiated it both times, actually.
Good.
So.
Well, I mean, the potential, really, this could go on for a long, long, long. You could decorate the city all kinds of ways. Now, you don't like the word?
Huh? Yes, it has legs.
See, let me explain something to you here, Caroline. See, that thing you're holding in your hand is called a microphone. And that is how we communicate to all those who are out there in the land of radio, all right? So talking to Grazier doesn't... That's it. You got it.
Yes.
Say it again.
I said yes.
We have legs.
No, we have legs. And it has legs. There's so much potential for what we can do in our community.
Well, you obviously have got legs in terms of donors because you're growing your list of donors to help out with these projects, which
Correct.
I think is good.
Correct.
Now, how do you go about trying to incorporate as much of the community in this thing as you possibly can? Because when you start going to other sections of town, you got different kinds of people who are interested in different types of things, and you got to figure out what they think is best for their area.
And that's a good question. We really have not really gone out into different communities to...
Well, what we have done, though, throughout our projects, our commissions, where, you know, each given site where they've been, specifically I can speak on the communications piece that's outside the Comporium Communications Museum. Our artists want to be involved in the community. They want to learn about the audience, if you will, or the constituents of the area where their project is, even what the theme, they want to connect to the theme of the project and learn more so that the work can reflect some aspect of the site that it's within. So when we go into the South Side or wherever the next location will be, definitely part of the criteria will be to engage with that area and those community members to learn about them, what could best depict some aspect of their surroundings, right. What's important to them.
Exactly.
So yes, that's part of public art. In an ideal world, that's what an effective piece of public art can do.
Because we are growing rapidly and our community is more diverse than ever. And I would think one of your objectives would be to reflect that diversity.
Yes, exactly. Ideally, yes, that we are a diverse area, multi-textured, and we need to highlight and emphasize and celebrate our differences.
Absolutely. Agree. So where do we go from here, Madam President? It seems like you got a lot on the table. That's it. Hold that. That's how we communicate. You're doing great.
Well, we're just so excited for 10 years and looking ahead at sharing more creativity around our community and collaborating together to showcase this diversity and celebrate.
So, Grazier, when you started this thing 10 years ago, did you ever think it would morph into what it's become?
No, it is beyond our imagination, which is wonderful. And I was going to throw out, too, if anybody listening wants to join, we are, in fact, we have men who can join if you want, but usually it's the women.
I was going to file a suit against the Women's Art Initiative.
But
discrimination.
You can go online at www.womensartinitiative.org, and there is a place on there where you can join and you can contribute, or you can call any of us, email any of us, and we will be glad to talk to whomever.
And I would imagine the website is chock full of just about a lot of what we've talked about here today.
Absolutely. It's a great website. We have great volunteers who've done that.
As a matter of fact, when you get on the website, I'm sure you're going to find this Straight Talk show that has been zoomed over there so they can listen to all of you again.
Okay.
What a novel idea. Well, listen, y'all, thank you very much for being with us today. It's been very interesting to have you here. Stephanie Tompkins, yes, 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 Grazier Ray, and Caroline Russ, thank you all for being here today on our Straight Talk program, womensartinitiative.org. That's it.
Correct.
You'll find out all you need to know. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, one more time, ladies and gentlemen. We got a couple of lugheads behind you that are going to help us out with this. This is called Fresh Subs and Salads, 6 days a week. We do it here at Substation 2. How we do it is in the white letters, and you too can join right in, even without a smile on your face. Ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.